I should be joined on the phone by Martin O'Connell, who is CEO at Nasal Medical Limited. Good morning, Martin.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Good morning. I haven't looked outside a window now in the last hour and a half. Has the sun peeped out yet?
No, not where I am. Either, George, no.
For hay fever sufferers, and this is what we're talking about this morning, that might be a good thing. Firstly, Martin, can you tell us where you're based and a little bit about the history of Nasal Medical Limited and perhaps when you were established, how long you've been here?
Yeah, so we're based in the Guinness Enterprise Centre. We set up in the end of 2014, and the company was set up basically because we have a farm down in Kerry. We were wiped out with tuberculosis, and so we had to put down all our animals. And I'm an electrical engineer, so I knew that this electrostatically charged filter material that I was working on at the time could potentially prevent TB getting into the cattle. So we worked on that for a while, and then, as well as acknowledging the pollution problem in China, we said we'd work on developing a device for humans. And so instead of them using these face masks, that we're going to use this invisible device that's inserted into the nose. So we worked on that for a while, then we realized that it helped people with hay fever and pollen, dust, molds, even pet hairs. So we just launched it in Ireland, and that's one device. And it's inserted to nose, as I say, completely invisible, and it's comfortable. And we've done trials and tests on it, and it works 100% to stop the pollen getting in the nasal or into the nasal cavity. Our second device is a snoring aid, basically same principle. It's structurally the same device, but without the filter on it, and it's inserted into the nose again, opened up the airways, increasing airflow. We have a third device that's for people traveling on airplanes so they won't pick up flus and viruses, and we have a fourth device for it's a sport enhancement aid. So again, it's a device that's inserted into the nose, opened up there with increasing oxygen intake for athletes.
It's an awful shame that this is the medium of radio, because we won't be able to actually show people what it looks like. But can you give us a little description of what exactly it looks like, and is it uncomfortable when you place it within the nasal cavity?
Absolutely not. Completely, we designed it in a way. So we worked on it for probably 2 years to develop the actual comfort side of things. So it's made from a low-density polyethylene plastic, and it completely conforms to the inside nose. You won't even know you're wearing it after 5 or 10 minutes. So it's not the most attractive devices, but it looks we designed it in a way that it fits every contour of the inside of the nose. So there's a specific way of putting it in. But when it's in, it's comfortable, and for the snoring one, it opens up the airways, and for the allergy one, it just hits in the nose. You don't even know you're wearing it.
Can you wear it over and over?
The website, yep.
Can it be worn over and over, so it doesn't have to be replaced one wear, a bit like a contact lens? You know, you can't take it out and put it back in again.
Yeah. So the snoring one lasts a month, so you take the four in a box, you take it out each morning and wash it, and then after 1 week, the elasticity kind of goes out of it. So with four in a box, it lasts for a month. Some people are getting 6 weeks out of it. With the allergy one, it lasts up to probably 20, 30 days as well. You take it out in the morning. You can wear it at night or during the day, and you just wash it again and put it back in. But for hygiene purposes, people tend to just use it maybe 2 or 3 times.
Right.
But you can go onto the website, www.nasalmedical.com, and we have 2 videos on it and how it's inserted. And all the information is on there.
Is there a specific way you place these within the nasal cavity? Do you have to actually see somebody do it to get it right?
No, so we have instructions, so pretty detailed instructions in the box. And the videos online as well are pretty detailed.
Presume when something like this is launched, there's a trialing process beforehand. If that's the case with this, Martin, how did that trialing process go?
Yeah, so we did some trials in the sleep clinic in Cavan General Hospital. We're doing more in St. James's Hospital. But all in all, we have about 10,000 units sold of the snoring one.
Wow.
And the feedback has been absolutely brilliant. So we've done a trial, 9 out of 10 people, it reduces snoring in people 9 out of 10 times. And even some people that have mild sleep apnea, it has. So we've another product coming out later in the year that has a little device on it that's an early release mechanism that releases oils, essential oils, when you breathe them in over the 8-hour period at night. and Will You Sleep, and really stiffens up the soft palate and works really well. So we have to do more trials of that before we can actually launch it. Mm-hmm.
Now, this, I presume, would just protect the nasal cavity. I mean, I suffer from hay fever, and this year has been pretty bad, I have to say. I don't know why, because it hasn't been an absolutely brilliant summer, whether there's a relationship there between when we get these two or three nice days in a row, because but whether pollen compacts or whether flares decide to go for it, I do not know. But have you any devices that might be able to protect the eyes as well? Because the eyes get it too.
The eyes get it too, but I suppose we're working with Dr. Paul Carson,
yeah,
and down from Sleepmore Clinic, and he's basically, he's written books on, look, at everything stems from the nose. You know, people kind of say stuff gets through their eyes or whatever,
really?
Like that, but all of it stems from the nose. And the interesting thing about Paul and his son David, they developed an app called Hay Fever Relief. Basically, it's an app. It's on the back of our box there now. You can download it, and it'll send you a text every morning to tell you how bad the pollen count is. So whether you have to wear our device or to use an antihistamine or whatever, but it's a really brilliant app, it's free and should be downloaded if anybody suffers from hay fever.
Is there anything else like this on the market? I've heard of tablets, I've heard of other solutions and that kind of thing. And of course, there's the injection that you can get just before the hay fever season. But I've never heard of a device like this that just fits into the nasal cavity. Is this an original thing, Martin?
I suppose there would be kind of iterations of that device, you know, but like we've tested a lot of them, and they're not really effective, and they're not really designed to actually prevent the pollen particles, which are typically around 10 microns in size and upwards, and so they wouldn't be 100% effective. And then you have the likes of say Prevalent and things that you can place in your nose that attract the pollen. So we do have competitors in it, and then of course you have the antihistamines, whatever, then as well. But this one is drug free. Look, it's good for pregnant women. It's good for you know, anybody that basically doesn't want to take a drug. It's good for.
Are you there, Martin?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can indeed. Yeah, far away. Sorry. Yeah, just went silent there for a little bit. But
oh, really? Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Basically, look, it's good for pregnant women, as I was saying. It's good for people that just don't want to take drugs generally, or people just golfing, or people that are out just doing their gardening. It's handy for a wide variety of areas, you know.
And it's comfortable. Am I right in saying that? There are no parts of this device that will protrude through the nasal cavity, and you might be able to see something
absolutely
sticking
not
out, if
absolutely
I could put it that
not
way.
So, no, we put 2 years of work into the actual design of it. So we took hundreds and hundreds of scans of people's nose, of the anatomy, nasal anatomy, and designed it around that, basically. And our trials, like the comfort levels, we've always gotten 10 out of 10 with the comfort level. So the comfort's not a problem.
And as far as it staying in, if you sneeze, can it dislodge itself?
Funny, yeah, you say that. We've had people wearing both devices, and either of them, no, they don't dislodge. So they come in three sizes, so the small, medium, and large. So small, we typically say, would be for, you know, children over 12, and for women probably, and then maybe the medium and large for men then.
So,
but there's a sizing guide on the website, and there's a sizing guide on the box as well.
So would I be right in saying that this is an actual device in itself that doesn't contain any medicines? It's more or less a filter. And if you're taking
other
medication, you can use this as well? Would that be right?
Absolutely, yeah. So I suppose the big thing with us that we're trying to promote is the app. And I suppose if you download the app, it'll tell you whether the pollen is high or whatever. And if you know what triggers your symptoms, you know when to use our device. So that's what we're trying to promote. And what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to another point there. But anyway, look, the app, I think, is the winner. You know, if you know what triggers it, or if people know if they're going out golfing or just doing the gardening, you know, they know what the triggers are. But then if you're just inside cleaning or dusting the house, whatever, you can wear it as well.
I think as I've had it all my life, and this year has been pretty bad. But again, I get it predominantly in my eyes and my sinuses. And but for people who don't have hay fever, the lucky ones, they don't realise just how debilitating it is, because we all love it when the sun comes out, don't we? And those rare occasions here in Ireland when we have a nice day, or even a nice week, or we get a bit of a heat wave. The first thing you do is you make a beeline for the garden, which, if you've got hay fever, may not be a good idea. You might be there for 15 minutes, then you got to come in. So something like this, anything that can help, is a good idea.
Yeah, it's pretty severe. It's pretty severe this summer now. And there's probably a spike again, probably September, October, and August is pretty bad as well. But look, what I'll do is I'll send you a couple of boxes, George, and you can test them out.
Great stuff.
You can give us the feedback and maybe we can have a chat again.
Absolutely. Be delighted to be your guinea pig, Martin. For people who'd like to try the device itself, is it freely available in chemists?
So we're just launching. It's just getting out there at the moment. So the snoring aid is available in most chemists nationwide, and also available on our website. But the allergy one is just getting out there at the moment. So look, probably in the next month or two, it'll be across the nation.
Funnily enough, myself and my colleague Paul were just talking earlier about snoring, and I'm not too sure if I snore. I'll have to ask people who live in the same house as me. But I hope they're honest. If I do, I do. But I've never woken myself up snoring. But that's not to say that I don't. But I'll definitely I'll try it, Paul. Oh, sorry, Martin. And I'll give you an honest critique on whether it works or not. And that's my promise to you and, of course, the listeners. As I mentioned a few moments ago, anything that can help a hay fever sufferer is a good thing in my book. It really is.
Yeah. And we're just on the snoring issue, we are actually developing an app for through the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland and UCD. So it's an app that actually can diagnose between sleep apnea and snoring. So you download this app again, you place it beside your bed at night, and it picks up on whether you have sleep apnea, mild sleep apnea, or a snoring problem. And then you can actually input our device, and it'll tell you if there has been any benefit to using the device.
It's incredible, because I'm old enough, Martin, to remember that apps at a time when we didn't have the internet, we didn't have any of these digital devices. And but it's incredible now to see technology and health, begin to support each other and help each other. And the fact that there are apps like this available, it's a huge part of people's lives now.
People want to see benefits, and especially when at night time it's snoring and they can't really tell, only their partner can tell them, whatever. But if they can see the benefits themselves of using a device like ours, it works really well. A lot of people don't think that they actually snore. They don't know that their partners are the ones that have to put up with it or whatever. So to actually play it back for them and let them hear what the partner has to actually listen to, it's a big awakening for that person, But technology is really taking over.
Absolutely, and it's great to see it as well being used in a positive way rather than in a negative way. In the minute or so that we have left, Martin, can you give us a phone number or perhaps a website address where people can go on to and maybe get a demonstration or at least a look at what these products look like?
The first thing, we're available in Sam McAuley's. The snoring aid is available at Sam McAuley's, all Sam McAuley's chemists, McCabe's, Boots and Lydes as well. And every other, most pharmacies in the country practically. But they can also go onto our website and they can email us, or they can, there are two numbers on the website there, they can contact www.nasalmedical.com, and you'll find all the information there.
Great stuff. Martin, a pleasure talking to you this morning. And as I said, as soon as I try these things, I'll let you know ASAP.
Please.
Fingers and toes, you never know. Martin, a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Thanks,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.
And I was joined there by Martin O'Connell, who is CEO at Nasal Medical Limited.